say welcome to the local voices podcast from the spot right here where there are many people standing waiting for the water to season and for the Canadian way in Alofaku County. This whole network issue is indeed a major challenge during this 2017 election, and this one is an evidence of what been happening in the past.
My name is Heaven Boruma. Let me say good day. Welcome to this interview. Your name, sir?
I'm John Zaiwu Kolopo.
Okay, Mr. Kolopo, tell me, what are you doing here at this time?
Yeah, we have a very heavy water that embarrasses us that we cannot pass. It almost looks like a big river, and this big river cannot allow us to pass. This is the reason we are staying behind.
So where are you going specifically?
We are going Monrovia. I'm going with my crew, Monrovia, especially to get things for the hospital. But it's unfortunate that we cannot pass. And we're supposed to go and come back to go get medical attempts to bring back to Chijalalu Hospital.
So how long you been here?
I will be here almost 1 hour.
So at this time, what do you think this particular water issue, how great is going to affect your work?
It affects us because at this hour they put waiting for us. But up to now we are here. And now we are very appealing to politicians to see. Instead of running politics, let's try to see about the rule. The rule condition is the one that embarrassing. We are only happy that we don't have 6% across the water. But if there was 6% that we're going for, maybe that person is going to die because the water is full. No way for us to pass.
Okay, thank you. Your name once more?
I'm John Zaiwu Kolopo.
Okay, we are staying here to this water. So, my brother, what are your name?
I'm Abraham Sion from Fasutan.
Fasutan, and so where you going?
My grandma get passed away yesterday. They sent me the work call. My brother in the next
time. So, I see your mother papa.
I see the water foot in front of me. There's no way for me to cross. So now I stay wasting time. But now I should be in the next time in front of the family.
And how long you been here since?
I've been here since the morning, 6 o'clock. I've been here.
And you can't mess on people here?
I can't mess on NGO card in here. Even the hospital cars here, I'm barely parking here. No way for you to cross.
So during this electoral process, you think what is thing going to do in the electoral process?
Well, we're talking to our people there, our honorable then, at least, so they can help us at least to cross few points here, that the water can be crossing inside, so that it can embarrass with the citizen.
Okay, thank you. Your name once more?
I'm Abraham Sion from Fasutan.
Okay, we are staying here to talk to one of the drivers of the Chief Jalalo Medical Health Center. Good morning, your name, sir?
Good morning. I'm James Rabo.
Mr. Rabo, tell me you are here, your car is. How long you been here now?
I've been here for almost an hour now. Since I came this morning, the water has refused to allow us to go.
So how do you feel with this water issue?
We are very much embarrassed because more especially we who work for the hospital, this could be a big disaster provided if we have a patient in the car, this could cause death. Because right now there's no way for the car to cross the water.
Okay, so your message to authority are listening to you?
Well, I pray that the authority, try to see how best they can try to have this road repaired and maybe to have some pipes on this road so that the water will not be able to overcome us, that we will be suffering to have people killed. Because I can just say killing, to have people killed here. Because right now, as we're sitting here, we have an ambulance park here. And why is it if there was a patient, critical patient, they would die?
Okay, thank you, Yoni.
I'm James Rabo once more.
Okay, we are still here to talk to one of the passengers. Madam, why Yoni?
I'm Wada Selif.
Okay, my Wada Selif, why are you here this time?
Well, I'm on my way to town this morning. I came off back with the first floor. The children's shop where we cross, but the place where we read now to Banaka, no way. Yo, everybody parking, about 6 car parking to the water side, no way to cross. I think only motor bus said they can manage to cross with motor bar.
So how are they crossing with the bike?
They're crossing with the bike with manpower. I think they get some certain payment to cross motor bar, but I don't know the amount motor bar paying. But even when we cross, my Mustang water will pay money before the children shop.
So if this water does not go down at all, what are you going to do? Are you going to go back or you going to?
I can't go back now. Bombing road, people complaining on Bombing road, and we in the middle now. We can't go back again because Bamudan water, that's small thing, sir. So we just be in the middle here.
So during this electoral process, what do you think this fraud going to do to the campaign activities?
It will give problem. Big problem. Because I brought campaign town all the way for on rainy season, and rainy season town we got setting water on the road here. Even that big creek, but those small, small creek then, they can always cut the road.
So what could be your message to current leadership, even those who say they want to be representative for you?
Yeah, I think some of them in the race, on the traffic now they're on their way to town. They must see it. They got to control the place there on the road. The road not far from here, Morovia, but we got certain problem when they down something that problem will still be catching hard time with it.
Okay, thank you. Your name once more?
What I said, Lee.
Okay, we are still here around the Compasso Junction on the main highway from Bopuru to Morovia by the way of Sumwe Maka Highway. Good morning, sir. Your name?
I'm Augustin S. Togba.
Mr. Togba, tell me a little bit your experience on the road today.
Well, when I came after the school, they had a call of small lockery. There was a water. I had to, my car could not cross. I'm on my way to town to be able to come back today. But I met a group of guys there. I had to pay them $1,000. They charged me $1,500 to cross my car. And I paid them, I begged them, I gave them $1,500, and they pushed my car through the water.
And you have reached another point.
Now I reached an area called Compasso. Coming down the hill, I saw another water. But this is deeper than even the Bamutan water. So I don't know how I'm going to manage to get to Monrovia today.
So how are they going to affect your job?
It's going to affect my job because I was traveling to come right back because I had some sticky issues to handle in the court. So I thought I'm going to see what I could arrest the situation. Now, I might not even go today, and I cannot get back because of the water behind me and the one that is ahead of me. So it'll be difficult for me. I don't know how I'm going to manage it.
So you are not called off in the middle. So this kind of issue, is there any way that it can be handled quickly by local authorities?
Well, I don't know. I'm not an engineer. Because this time of the year, most especially in August, I learned from this place, it usually happens. You see, always happening, but I don't know why they have not tackled the situation or the problem.
What could be your message?
My message to politicians. I hear people sending around saying government should do something. It is not all about government. Government alone cannot do everything. Those are trying to come in power should come up with the money that they are wasting out around here. They could spend some of the money to solve some of these problems. By you solving this problem, the citizen will see you, they will know that you mean well for them. But you cannot just come and get on radio and try to talk rhetorics and you see the problem is here. Now how will you want to come to run campaign when you cannot even come in? Then the people on the ground are suffering. Okay? Now here's an ambulance from Jalo Hospital. Now they are headed for Monrovia to be able to come by with drugs and food for the hospital. Now they cannot go. They cannot go. So these are some of the problems.
All right, thank you. You need one more?
I'm a cousin as to what.
Okay, thank you. Okay, we are still here to the water. Summer brother, what is your name?
Mani Ato.
Ato, I saw you put helping to cross motorbike, towing a motorbike on your head. Tell me, how long you been doing this?
More than 2 days.
More than 2 days?
Yes.
Wow. So, how much are the motorcyclists paying to pass for you to cross with their bike?
$150
Liberian dollars?
Yes.
So, how much have you raised now? Plenty of money?
Well, the people were just helping them because the morning, the people say some of them, they can't get money to pay, so we can put them on the wall.
But how do you feel for people to pay money for you to cross your back? How are you feeling?
Yeah, we don't want for them to leave behind here because they're going for pipeout.
So are you happy that no money?
I'm not happy, buddy.
Making money.
I'm not happy because of what the road condition.
So the road condition are believe you live here around the community. Which town you live here, right?
I live here right to Kumbanju.
So how often this rogue and black people from black will pass here?
That is water.
So what is the message you got to give to local authorities that are listening to?
The authority, they will make you a phase role.
Okay, your name was Moe?
Out of Dan, from Nima County.
All right, thank you.
Thanks for listening to the voices from the sport from rural Liberia during this 2017 election with me, Kenrick Boruma. There has been a local voices production with support for Internews Liberia. Join us next time for another edition of the Local Voices podcast.